My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we recap the video chat between Davin and his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
Last week, I had my second video chat with my girlfriend, Belinda.
Oh.
It was much clearer audio.
So lovely.
And she told me that she wants a ring on her finger.
Oh, I know.
If you like Beyonce, put a ring on it. If you want to put a ring on it. And I was taken aback. And we were all taken aback.
Yes, but you particularly were.
You
taken
were.
Aback.
Yeah, and you even though you said you weren't, you're like you were definitely taken aback.
I said I was taken aback. Yeah. I should also mention that I had a good conversation before I get into this. Had a very good conversation with Mavis, and the prospects of that video chat are looking much better.
Oh man.
I'm feeling
my chick, man. My chick.
Feeling very confident.
My chick, man.
But back to the main events.
You smile. It's funny.
Back to the main. So, Belinda. Shocks us all to the point where at one point during the segment, even Mr. Anti-Love, Mr. Joe Curry, was having moments of doubt. Go, uh-oh.
Yeah.
He for a little bit, he was where you and I have resided before, Pippi.
And the reason why is they throw a lot of twists and turns. You will go.
They're excellent writers.
They'll take you on a path, and you go, that's bull, and they'll throw you a curveball.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell? Why would they do that? And then they bring you a little bit more, and you go, I see their point. And then they throw you another curveball. They're very, very good at
I think
what
that point, I think, as I recall, the thing that threw Joe was where he assumed that they were going to want me to bring her here.
Right.
So I would send that money.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And they said, no, we want you to come here and meet the family.
Yeah, we were both oh, my God.
And that's where Joe was blown away, because Joe can't imagine anybody wanting to introduce me to their family.
Exactly. Now, after hearing that, you got to regroup in your own mind and go, all right, why?
Yeah.
Why? It's not because it's a feel-good moment. Why?
Well, no, that's how a cynical jerk like you looks at it. Me and Pip Helix go, well, what do I wear to meet the parents?
No, and definitely.
Do they know I'm one of the good white guys? Yeah, what am I going to do?
Definitely don't line your pockets with all of your money so that they can roll you in the gutter and kill you.
No. Love at this point. Love.
Yeah. Okay.
Feeling very good. In that moment, I was shocked. Like, oh, Christ, I guess I'm going to have another wedding.
Well, I was very nervous because the whole thing about, you know, I was waiting for it. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I want you to ship me over there, you know, mail order
like a yak.
like a yak in a crate.
Yes.
And like those two yaks in the other story. But the other thing was that when they flipped the switch there and said, no, come to Ghana. Part of me started getting nervous, like, oh, they're trying to, like, bring you over there so that they can take your money and kill you.
But I'm no good to them dead.
But it was also, like, she's saying, come and meet the family, and she wants to get married, and wait a minute, oh, no, what if this girl's hopes and dreams are really resting on this? What have we done?
But
then,
a sad existence.
What if we had, like, they kidnapped you? And
I guess you'd host the show.
And then I had to host the show. Then we got to put a benefit on.
Here's an inside reference.
And then, like, we got, like, maybe 8 people and 2 comics. And
Joe, if I'm kidnapped you, I call you up. Here's an inside reference. I say, listen, call Roger. Get the camera crew over here. So this can be authentic.
Could you see me, Roger, you, the camera crew, and the yak?
Yak would be best man in that group, by the way.
The yak goes, hey, Roger, got anything cooking tonight? No, I'm sorry, I can not call me a one.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I need any yaks right now. So
I don't know if I need any yaks right now.
So the group was taken aback. The chat room was taken aback. And then as we continue with the audio, as it continued to deteriorate in sound quality.
My friend was, like, listening, and she's like, she doesn't listen to the beginning when I'm saying stuff for her benefit. No. She's listening to when we're laughing about what's going to happen next, the car horn, and all of a sudden, beep, beep.
That's
So we're trying to sift through this audio.
Yeah.
And what do we hear? We hear a man's voice
Yes.
telling my beloved Belinda everything to say to me. The same voice that we heard when I spoke to Belinda, who was Agnes at the time.
Right.
Before she confessed
mm-hmm.
on the telephone. So at this point, we know, we believe, it probably is still a scam on some level. But again, why? Like we always go back
yeah,
to,
why?
Why'd you pass up the money when you could have had it? I was going to
yeah.
send it to you.
But see, that was curveball one, and it just makes it so intriguing that they're throwing these curveballs, but they're still doing all their sneaky scammer stuff, you know?
Well, I mean, we really don't know what it, right now. I think we're all leaning more towards, well, something's not completely kosher.
I think we have been, yes.
Well,
something's,
yeah,
something's
but,
not completely
but
kosher.
But the other thing that was pretty, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step
no,
on
no,
you.
Sorry.
But the other thing that was really now we've turned back to Scammerville. Was when she started being, oh, well, I could talk to you more often if only I had a laptop of my own.
I forgot.
And I didn't have to go to these internet.
And I'm glad you brought that up because while we were swinging back, and then we had all that nightmare, that laptop swung it back
right,
again.
It certainly does.
Now, are you supposed to bring it?
Well,
that's another thing.
Yeah.
You want to call, are you supposed to
well,
bring
I brought
laptop?
It the last time I was there.
That's true. She wasn't
right. I know.
Problem,
right.
Now, remember, I asked her. I'm glad you brought that up, Pip. I asked. I go, well, isn't this how this all started? And she's like, no, this is different.
No, Stupid's got an old script. Hold on.
that was when
give me a new copy, Stupid.
That was when they had the B team working on it.
Yeah.
Now that the A team stepped up, they don't remember the old script.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom in the chat is like, aha, I told you guys. A guy would still be coaching her.
You know what, Tom? You bailed on the show last week.
He had to get
well, guys
make,
guy's got to make a living.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he? What's more important?
All right. But we did not get – that was on February 21st. We did not get to finish that
right.
day because we ran short of time. So I had a conversation with her after our video chat,
uh-huh.
and I didn't get to read that to you guys.
Yeah.
So I've gotten this information. She wants a computer. I saw his stupid head again on there, and I'm like, he needs to scram, get him some ice cream or something. And so I'm already suspicious.
And yeah, because it's like she won't talk to her you alone.
Well, that's a good decision.
I know.
My wife won't either. We need somebody moaning like a cow in the background.
Yeah, right.
Why do you think I wait until Joe comes here?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.